Today's shiur is Masechet Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Beis, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. The Mishnah taught us, "Yesh Sham Bezdin Masdin Mefneihem." If somebody found an aveda and he wants to be able to collect salary for the time that he's busy with the aveda, he has to go in front of a bezdin and stipulate that that's the only condition that he's going to be willing to collect the aveda. And the Mishnah continues saying that if there is no bezdin, then he could do what he wants to do and not take care of the aveda. Says the Gemara, Issur Rav Safra Ovid Iska Bahadei Adoti. Issur and Rav Safra were partners. Also Rav Safra Poligle Beloidati De Issur. So Rav Safra went and divided the assets of the partnership without Issur being there, in front of two people. The way most Rishonim explain the Gemara is that Issur and Rav Safra had created a partnership, and the time for a certain amount of time, the time for the partnership to dissolve had come. Issur wasn't here to work with Rav Safra directly on dissolving the partnership. There were assets, not just money, not just cash, but assets to divide. So Rav Safra went and had these assets divided in front of two individuals. There are Rishonim that learned the Gemara that it was a situation where they were partners and there was cash to divide. So if it were just a regular situation where it was a partnership with the only asset being cash that was going to be divided when the term of the partnership to end came, that could be done. Just divide whatever money there is, 50-50. Here, Rav Safra wanted to dissolve the partnership before the term was up. So even though it was only just cash that he was dividing, he can't divide it without Rav Safra being here. So he went and divided it in front of two individuals. Asla kameid Rav Barafuna. Now Issur comes to Rav Barafuna and said, Rav Safra dissolved this partnership without me there. So Rav Barafuna said to Rav Safra, Zil Aisit Tlasa the Palgs Kameyu, bring the Bezdin, the three members of the Bezdin that you divided up these assets in front of them, Inami Tremi Goy Tlosa, or bring two of these three Dayanim that could say testimony that there was a Bezdin here to do the subdivision, Vinami Trey Sadi the Bhagas Beape Bay Tlosa, or bring two Adim that saw this happen in front of a Bezdin. Amalei, Menalacha. So Rav Safra said, from where do you know that I need a Bezdin to dissolve the partnership? Amalei. So he said, because our Mishnah said that now we learned in our Mishnah, Im Yesham Bezdin, if there's a Bezdin there, Master of Name. You have to make the stipulation in front of Bezdin. Ain't Shem Bezdin. But if there is no Bezdin, Bifnei Miyasna, so he doesn't have in front of whom to make this stipulation, and then Shalai Kaidim, he could go to work and not take care of the Aveda. So you see that you need a Bezdin. Amalei, me dummy. How could you compare this situation to my situation, says Rav Safra. Hasam, the mapik memona mahai, umaisav lahai. The owner of the object will have to now pay the person who finds the object for his salary. So if you want to take money away from the owner of the object, it can only be established through a Bezdin, being in Bezdin. Aval hocha, the day shakel. In our good situation, Rav Safra is a partner here. He just wants to take out his share of the business. So it's a gila milsa ba'almahu. It's not really taking money that isn't his, and therefore betray sagile. Here, two people being there should be adequate. Teda, and he says, I'll bring you a raya, that this should be the din. The Tanan, the Mishnah, teaches us Masechtik Subis, that if a husband passed away and he left an estate, the halacha is that the almana is supported from the estate. Now, let's say no one is there to actually give her what she needs to survive. She's allowed to take assets and sell them off to get her support. But the halacha is mecher shleim b'fnei bezdin. She could sell it even not in front of bezdin. So we see from there, says Rav Safra, that if somebody's collecting something that they're entitled to, they're allowed to do it shleim b'fnei bezdin. So why here can't it be done shleim b'fnei bezdin? There's machlokas rishayim. If this din only applies to almanim in an asuin, or even to almanim in an erisin. Amla Abaye, so Abaye responded, V'lav mi itmala, didn't we learn regarding that Mishnah, Amr of Yos ben Minyoni, Amr of Nachman, Amana ein tzrich bezden shal mumchim. When the Mishnah says she doesn't need a bezden, it doesn't mean that she doesn't need a bezden of mumchim. Av tzrich bezden shal ajaitis. A bezden of ajaitis shall require. So you see that even though she's only getting what she's actually entitled to, she still needs a bezden. Here too, you're getting your share of the partnership, but you still need a bezden. So Rishonim ask, a bezden, just what's special? That she's allowed to use a bezden shel ajoitis. So Rishonim ask that the halacha is always that a bezden shel ajoitis is good enough. So what's special about this situation? So I saw that the Rishonim respond as follows. Even though normally, in any din Torah of Mominus, a bezden shel ajoitis is good enough, you have to have at least one member of the bezden who's gomer v'sover. Maybe he doesn't have smicha, but he has some knowledge about dinei mominus. And the other two individuals have to be at least intelligent individuals. Here, you could take any three people. We try to make it easier for almana, but a bezden is required. I asked the Rishonim that we do find in halacha that two people sometimes are good enough. For a prosbul, we learned two people are enough. So why there are two people enough? Answers the Ritva. Where it's only a gila milsa ba'alma, when we're not involving dissolving money, making deals, we're just notifying two people are enough. But in any situation where there's two people involved, there's a transaction involved, we need to have a desdin. Says the Mishnah, Matzah Berefis, if an item was found in a barn, ain't a chayyaba, then there's no din of Hashavah Saveda. The Gemara will explain soon in Mitzvah Shem, what does this mean? Rishus Rabbim, however, if it was found in Rishus Rabbim, there aloch is chayiba, you have to go through the process of Hashavah's Aveda. V'mhoysa Beis HaKfaris, if the Aveda is found in a Beis HaKfaris, and the person who's finding it is a Kohen, the aloch is lo yitamala, the Kohen does not become Tameh, the Mitzvah Hashavah's Aveda doesn't supersede that then. Im amalai aviv hitamei, if somebody's father tells him become tamei, amalai al taxer, his father tells him not to do the mitzvah shavas aveda, the loch is la yishmalai, he shouldn't listen to his father. So the Rishonim explain. The Gemara, the Mishnah, is not most Rishonim explain, referring to a situation where somebody's father just tells him, don't do the mitzvah shavas aveda, or go into Beis HaKfaris. Why? Because under those circumstances, there's no din of Kibbur of Aim, according to most Rishonim. According to most Rishonim, there is no chiv of Kibbur of Aim in a situation where the father has nothing to benefit, and he just tells me to do something for no purpose. In fact, I saw interesting Shaila that was asked to Rav Ozna. He said, somebody asked Rav Ozna that his father told him, I don't want you to drink coffee. So Rav Ozna says like this, does he have to listen? He says, if his father's telling it to him because his father feels drinking coffee is not healthy, then of course he has to listen. If the father just doesn't want him to drink coffee, then in front of the father he shouldn't drink coffee, but not in his father's presence he may drink coffee. Because the mitzvah kibbutz of aim is only when the father has something to benefit. So that's why most Rishonim explain that this Mishnah is referring to a situation where the father says, at the time you're doing this, you're doing Hashavas Aveda, I want you to do something else for me. And the Mishnah is teaching us that the father doesn't have a right to tell him to not do a mitzvah in order to do the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. However, the Rishonim do say, let's say just the opposite is taking place. The son is in the middle of doing the mitzvah of Kibbut of the Aim. And while he's doing the mitzvah of Kibbut of the Aim, he finds an Aveda. He doesn't have to stop to do the Aveda. He doesn't have to stop. Why? Because we have a rule of Oisik B'mitzvah, Patam B'mitzvah. And the Taz explains that when we follow the concept of Oisik B'mitzvah, Patam B'mitzvah, we don't start weighing which is a bigger mitzvah, which is a smaller mitzvah. The concept of Oisik B'mitzvah, Patam B'mitzvah says that if I'm doing a mitzvah, while I'm doing one mitzvah, I don't have to stop to do another mitzvah, and I don't have to start thinking which is a bigger mitzvah, which is the smaller mitzvah. However, there is an interesting ritva. The ritva says, chiddush. The ritva says that let's say the father tells the son, who's a kohen, go into the base of kfaris to take out an aveda. So now by going into the base of kfaris, he'll be doing two mitzvahs. Number one, he'll be doing the mitzvah of kibur aveim, because the father told him to do it. And number two, he's going to be doing the mitzvah of shavas aveda. So ritva says a chiddush, it's not la halacha, la maisa, but ritva says then the son should go in. Because there are two mitzvahs to say involved, and he should do it. Again, that's not the halacha. The Rishonim ask another question. We know the halacha is that the chiyuv of kibra ve'eim is only by a father who's oisa maisa amcha, who acts appropriately in halacha, shayim etayra mitzvahs. Here we have a father who's telling a son to do an aveira. So there's no chiyuv kibra ve'eim at all under those circumstances. So why does the Mishnah mean that we should listen to the father? So the Meiri says that you don't have to listen. Of course you don't have to listen. He's not oisa maisa amcha. So the Meiri says a very big chiddush. The Meiri says a father's only considered not oisa maisa amcha is when he actually does an aveira. Here we didn't see the father do an aveira. He told the son to do an aveira. That doesn't make him to a rasha that you're not obligated to do the mitzvah kibra avei. Others explain that the father isn't specifically, it goes back to what we said a moment ago. It's not that the father wants the son to do an aveira. The father wants the son to do for him. And that's not cool that he's not oisa maisa amcha. The father says, I don't have a problem with you doing mitzvahs. I just want you to take care of me first. That is not considered that he's a rasha. But then I saw a very interesting shot from the Ostrovtser. The Ostrovtser, this goes back a while, once came to a wealthy person's home. And this is just when the telephone was invented. And he came into the person's home, and this person showed him this new invention called a telephone. That you could be standing in one place, and you could talk to anybody on the other side of the world. Said, Ostrovtser, Talmud Chacham always thinks about learning, says, now I have an answer to the question that all the Rishonim asked. We just asked that if a father tells a son to do an Aveira, father tells the son to be Mechal Shabbos, we're going to learn. You don't have to listen. And we asked, of course not. The father is a Mechal, is an Oysa Ma'asamcha. So he says, now I have a case where the father could be telling the son to be Mechal Shabbos, and he's not an Oysa, and it's not a problem. Let's say the father's in Eretz Yisrael, and the son is in America, and the father calls the son when it's already Motzoi Shabbos by him, and tells his son, who's still in the middle of Shabbos, to do something that involves Chil Shabbos. So he's not a Mechal Shabbos. By him, Shabbos is over. That's how we can answer the Rishonim's question. Now we begin discussing the din of pre-kavatina that we discussed somewhat briefly in the previous year. Part of the ton, if somebody helped unload an animal and load the animal, unload and unload, I feel av chamish pamim, even though it happened many times, chayif, he has to keep on doing it. Shnemar as of tazif, holach v'yoshev lo. So not a person who has his baggage sits on the side. Vama, hol v'alecha mitzvah. So he tells the person, his donkey's collapsing, and he tells the person, im mitzayin chalafroik proik, you should do it, potter. Shenemar imoy. He has an obligation to participate. However, imoy zokin achayiv, achayla, let's say the person whose donkey is overloaded, is an old or sick individual, so he's not able to do anything, chayif. So the Pri Yitzchak does make a number of points lahalocha. One point that he makes lahalocha is, we learned in the previous shiurim, the concept of zokein v'ein alfi kvoidai. The zok v'ein alfi kvoidai is not obligated to do the mitzvah shavas aveda. Says the Pri Yitzchak, certainly in a situation where it's this person's animal that's overloaded, and now I walk by and he says, you know, I'm a zaken v'ein alfi kvoidai. He doesn't have the head of a zaken v'ein alfi kvoidai to be able to sit on the side, and the other person should do all the work. Furthermore, says the Pri Yitzchak, lahalocha, he says, let's say I'm a very strong person, so I could unload the animal myself. The person who owns the animal couldn't do it by himself anyway. That doesn't exempt him from doing whatever he can. Even though I could do it myself, he has to do as much as he can. Furthermore, I saw from Yitzchak Zilberstein, La Locha Lamaisa, let's say there are two jobs to do. Because as most Paiskim hold, the mitzvah prikvatina is not limited to animals. It's also by people. So let's say I'm driving by and somebody's car is stuck. I'm walking by, driving by, somebody's car is stuck. So included in the mitzvah prikvatina is that I have to help the person. So now there are two jobs. Let's say there's one job that you have to sit behind the wheel and another job that you have to push the car. So obviously the job of sitting behind the wheel is the easier job and the job of pushing the car is the harder job. So the person who owns the car says, I'll take the easier job and you take the harder job. Of course that's not accepted. Not only must he do it, but if there are two jobs to do, he has to do the harder job. Says the Mishnah further, Mitzvah atayr lifreit avloy litayn. Rav Shimon oima af litayn. We'll see what it means in the Gemara, this line that mitzvah is only prika, not tina. Rav Yosef Glili Omer, Imayolav yes al masoy. Let's say somebody had overloaded his animal, and now the animal is overloaded, and he says, you have to help me unload it. Ein zakuk loy. Shenei matachas masoy, masoy shochel amibay. Only if it's a masoy that he could carry, not if he overloaded it. I saw that the Mefarshim explained that our Mishnah teaches us a very important lesson in Avodas Hashem. The lesson of Avodas Hashem here is, it's really a perek, a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. It says, Yitzur Shel Adam is Gabalov, Kol Yoyim. The Yetzirah is a tough opponent. The Molai Kodesh Baruch Hu Oizroi LaYocholai. If not that we had a Kodesh Baruch Hu's help, we could never prevail. Say to Mefarshim, what is the Mishnah teaching us? It's teaching us the same as the Mishnah. We avada have azoiv tazoiv. We certainly have HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping us. But what does our Mishnah teach us? When is there a mitzvah of azoiv tazoiv? You have to help also. So the mitzvah of fighting the Yetzer Hara, you know when we get siyata d'shmaya, is that we try ourselves. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu also helps us. And I saw from Moshe Soloveitchik that that's really pshat in the pasuk that we say. Pasuk says, Achash Alti Meis Hashem, Oysa Avakish. It's a very difficult pasuk. Achash Alti, Oysa Avakish. Isn't it saying the same thing that I'm asking? So he explains as follows. Achash Alti Eis Hashem. A person has to daven and ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu for Siyata D'Shmaya. But you know when it will work? Oysa Avakish. If I also do my share, Oysa Avakish, if I do my share, then I have a right, Achash Alti, to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu to help me. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Refesh Amru. When we began the mission discussing a refes, it's a refes that ain't a masa. It doesn't incite the animal to run away. However, the ain't a mishameres. It's also not a refes that adequately protects the person. Ain't a masa. It's not a refes that causes the animal to run away. Minikhtani ain't a chayibah. And if it would cause the animal to run away, there certainly should be a dinner by Shavas Aveda. On the other hand, Veinim Shameres, it obviously doesn't protect the animal completely, because mid it's Rechul Misnei and Chayba, since the Mishnah taught us there's no din of Ashava Saveda. Now, Isal Gadatch Mishameres, that if it's a perfectly fenced in barn, Hashta Mishkach Lavroi. If I found the animal, the halach would be, as we learned in the previous year, Mibayle Lagavoi. All I would have to do is take it back inside. So mashkechloy megavoy. If I find the animal inside meboye, so why would I have a shaila? Elish mami no, einem shameres. It's not completely a perfect mokum that's watched. Shmami no. Farshim explained that it has doors, but the doors are not closed. So that's why it's not considered that completely watched. Matz berefes enechayif. Amar Yitzchak v'ushay medes toich etchum. When is the halacha that by a refes there's no din of Shabbos Aveda? If the refes is within the tchum of the city. Mechlal, obviously according to this opinion, the Rishos HaRabim, if the animal is found in the Rishos HaRabim, v'afil b'toich tchum, even though that Rishos HaRabim is within the tchum of the city, na michayiv. The din of Shabbos Aveda applies. However, ikka the master lo m'seifa. Other say Rav Yitzchak din is referring to the seifa. Rishos HaRabim chayiba. That if animals found in Rishus HaRabim, there's a din of Ashavas Aveda. On that, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, V'usha Medes Chutz L'Tchum. That if it's two things, number one, it's Rishus HaRabim, and number two, that Rishus HaRabim is Chutz L'Tchum, that's when there's a din of Ashavas Aveda. Mechal, the Berefes, if the animal is in a Refes, Afilo Amedes Chutz L'Tchum, even if the Refes is Chutz L'Tchum, still in a chayba, there's no din of a shavas of hayta. Bereis ha-kfaras, lo yitamalo. If the animal is found in a basic forest and he's a kayin, he shouldn't go in. Tanam rabon. Says the Gemara. Menam shem amalai aviv. Hitamai. How do we know that if a person's father tells him to become tamay? Or shem amalai al tachsur. Or somebody's father tells him don't do the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. Shloi yishmalai. That the son should not listen to what the father says. Shenamar ish imai v'aviv tero. V'shepsoise tishmairu ani Hashem. Kulchem chayovim to v'chvoidi. And as Mepharshim explained, the same pasuk is taught to teach us the din, that even though there's a din that we have to build the Beis HaMikdash, we have to build the Mishkan, still, Shmir Shabbos supersedes building the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan. So too, does Shmir Shabbos supersede the din of Kibbutz Aveim. Ask the Mepharshim, why from all the mitzvahs of the Torah does the Torah choose Shmir Shabbos as the model to show us that the mitzvahs of Hashem supersede our obligation to keep it aveim? So some explain, because since Shmir Shabbos is such an important mitzvah, so that becomes the model. Particularly, what does Shmir Shabbos represent? Shmir Shabbos represents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Why is there a din that we have to do what Hashem says over what our parents tell us? Because Hashem is the primary factor in our creation. Where do we see that everything is created by Hashem? For Shmir Shabbos. Another pshat that the Or HaChaim says is that we said in the Mishnah that if somebody is Eina Oisa Masa Amcha, if somebody doesn't act appropriately, a father doesn't follow the halacha, then the din is there's no din of Kibbutz Aveim. What does that mean? A father does one Aveira, who doesn't do an Aveira? He right away, there's no din of Kibbutz Aveim. What is the mitzvah or the aveira that's used to decide if the father is a oisa ma'is amch or not? So the halacha is it's Shmir Shabbos. If the father is a Shem Shabbos, the parent is a Shem Shabbos, then you have to do what they say. Otherwise you don't. So that's why this thing is taught by Shmir Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Tam the kos rachmanah shepsoise tishmaru. Ask the Gemara, it's only because we this have this pasuk, that's why we assume that's what the halacha is, that doing what Hashem says takes precedence over what our parents say. Halav hochi, had we not had this pasuk, have a minute tzaisalei. We should listen to what our parents say. Ask the Gemara, why would they think so? For my high essay, the mitzvah of kibbutz of doing what Hashem says, doing what Hashem says is an essay. For high loisas of essay. Why shouldn't we say that this mitzvah is doichel that mitzvah? Itzrach. Says the Gemara, even though normally we have the rule of essay doichel say, itzrach. Kosaka dat chamina. Hoi v'hukish kibur av aim l'kvaydi shamakim. Since we see that the Torah says the kibur av aim is so important, shenema, kabris avich v'simecha. Therefore, I would think that even though the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is doicha, everything else, still, I should do what my parents say. We don't do what the parents say. Ask the Mepharshim, even if we're going to say that the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim is so important, still the mitzvah of listening to Hashem is also important. So why does the Gemara say we would have a havamina that kibbutz of aim supersedes doing what Hashem says? So one mahalach I saw in the Rishonim is that the Rishonim say pshat in the Gemara is that if I didn't have the limud that kibbutz of aim can't supersede any mitzvah in the Torah, I would say the following: when a child is put into this situation, where on one hand he has to do mitzvah of Hashem, on the other hand he has kibbutz of aim, he has a right to choose. Why are we saying that he has to do Hashavas Aveda over Kibbutz Aveim? That's what the pasuk teaches us. No, the mitzvahs of Hashem take precedence. Another pshat that I saw is that since we see that the Torah gives so much value to the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim, and the Mefarshim goes a step further, and that's why the Gemara uses this pasuk. The pasuk says, Kabbutz Hashem Ha'incha. So Mefarshim say the halach is as follows. Let's say a person doesn't have money to buy sukkah. Doesn't have money to buy dalminim. He doesn't have money to buy matzahs. So he doesn't have to. But let's say he doesn't have money to do the mitzvah kivud aveim, so then he has to find money or do it in another way. So we see that the mitzvah kivud aveim, in a certain way, is even more than any other mitzvah. So we would think that, if not for this pasuk, that the mitzvah kivud aveim should take precedence over everything else, that's why we need the pasuk to teach us not that way. There's a beautiful part from the Kedushas Levi. He says, if we look in the Seres HaDibris in Parashas Yisroi, and we look in the Seres HaDibris in Parashas Veschanon, in the Parashas Veschanon, where we have the Dibur, the mitzvah, Kibur Aveim, says, Kabris Hashem, Kabris Avich Vasimecha, Kasher Tzivcha, Hashem Elokecha. In Parashas Yisroi, he doesn't have the words, Kasher Tzivcha. Why? So he says like this. It's because of this Gemara. He says, our Gemara just taught us, that even though the mitzvah kibbutz aveim is so important, it doesn't supersede any other mitzvah. In Parashas Yisrael, there were no other mitzvahs yet. We hadn't yet received the Torah. In Parashas Veschanon, we had already received the entire Torah. So that's what the pasuk says. Kavres Hashem v'simecha. Kavres avicha v'simecha. We have a mitzvah kibbutz aveim. But kashet tzivcha, now that you have all the other mitzvahs, recognize and know, as we just learned in our Gemara, that they take precedence over kibbutz aveim. And in fact, that's what the Mefarshim say. It's pshat in the Mishnah that we say every morning. Erel Dvarim Shein Lahem Shir. We list a whole group of mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs is actually Kibbutz Aveim. And then it says, V'salmat Torah Keneged Kulam. What does V'salmat Torah Keneged Kulam mean? So what he means is, we have all of these mitzvahs that are very important that we must fulfill. However, V'salmat Torah Keneged Kulam. They have to all be done within the realm of Torah. And if a mitzvah involves bittul Torah, if it involves going against what the Torah wants from us, then there is no mitzvah. Says the Gemara, mitzvah in a Torah lifrik, avloi letoin. My avloi letoin. So if you read the words of the Mishnah, they're very difficult to understand. And the Mishnah is saying, there is no obligation to load the animal. Ilema avloi letoin klal. If that's what we're going to say the Mishnah means, difficult to understand. Mishnah Prika, regarding Prika, the Torah says, Azoiv, Tazoiv, Imoi. Tina Namiksiv, Hakim Takim Imoi, we have to help somebody else load the animal. El Mitzvah, Minatara, Lifrek Bechinam, Veloi, Litoim Bechinam El Beschar. Says the Gemara, what the Mishnah means is, according to Rabbanon, to help somebody unload the animal, I can't ask for pay. To help load the animal, I have a right to ask for pay. And here there's a big machlokes rishonim, how to understand the opinion of the Rabbanim. Some rishonim take the Gemara literally. When it comes to unload the animal, I'm not allowed to ask for pay. Others say, I'm only not allowed to ask for pay if not I'm not in the middle of working. It doesn't involve me taking a loss. But if it involves me taking a loss, then I have a right to ask for pay. When it comes to loading the animal, their halach is whether I'm working or not working, I have a right to ask for pay. Shimon Omer, af litim b'chinam. Even for loading, I can't ask for pay. Says the Gemara, Tanina lahad tana rabbanon. Gemara we learned yesterday. Tina prika b'chinam, tina b'schar. Shimon Omer, zu v'zu b'chinam. Ask the Gemara, my time of the rabbanon, why do rabbanon differentiate between these two mitzvahs? Answer the Rabbanan. These Sakudat Rav Shimon say the Rabbanan, if Rav Shimon were correct, lich the Rechmana Teina. Let the Torah just write the mitzvah of Teina, the Lord by a Prika, of helping load the animal, and then we'll say, certainly, Prika is a mitzvah. V'anamina, and we'll make the following argument. Oma Teina de les by Tzar Baal Chaim. There's no Tzar Baal Chaim involved in Teina. The animal standing with nothing on it. The Lord's Chasaron Kiss, and there's no Chasaron Kiss, or as we said yesterday, no significant Chasaron Kiss. Still, the Torah obligates it, Prika, this B'tzar Baal Chaim, the animal's under this terrible package, V'chsar and Kiss, and the animal's getting damaged, Loi Kolshkei. So why did the Torah say the mitzvah of Prika? Elo, L'may Helchasa, Kasver Rechmona. Why did the Torah write both mitzvahs? Say the Rabbanon, and Loi Malach. Prika is done B'chinam, Tinam is done B'schar. Rav Shimon Maitama. So how does Rav Shimon defend his position that both of them are done without pay? The psukim, both psukim can be defined either way. So say, Rav Shimon, if I had only one pasuk, I wouldn't know what it means. I would say maybe only prika is a mitzvah, tina is not. Ask the Gemara, Rabbanon, how do Rabbanon say? Amayla Samikra. Hachiksiv, one pasuk says, Rabbit Tachas Nasai. So obviously it's a mitzvah, a prika. Hachiksiv, Noflim Bederech. The Ramo Inu, the Ta'ina Be'urchamashra. It means that the animal is sitting there and we have to load it. Rav Shimon says no. Noflim Bederech could also mean, Noflim Bederech Inu, the Ta'ina Alai Mashmu. It's collapsed on the road from the heavy load. Amarova, B'divrish Neim Numet, whether we follow the opinion of Rav Shimon or we follow the opinion of Rabbanon, we could extrapolate the following halach l'maisa. The Tzah Bal Chaim, the Issa of Tzah Bal Chaim is an Issa d'Raisa. Because a filler of Shimon and Kamar, Rav Shimon's entire argument that we just learned, that he is the Lomisai Mikra, because I wouldn't know either Pasuk could be explained to be speaking about Tina Prika. Ava Masai Mikra, if the Psukim, according to Rav Shimon, were explicit, and I know that this Pasuk is talking about Prika, and this Pasuk is talking about Tina, Rav Shimon would agree that Shina Kavachomer, that we would learn a Kavachomer, that if there's a mitzvah for Tina, there's certainly a mitzvah for Prika. What would be the basis of the Kavachomer? Lav, the Kavachomer would be based on Shabbat Tzah Bal Chaim. And we'd make the following Kavachomer. If by Tina, where there's no Tzah Bal Chaim involved, still the Torah says I'm obligated to help you load your animal. Certainly, where there is no issue of Tzah Bal Chaim, certainly there is an issue of Tzah Bal Chaim, that means to help unload the animal, I have that obligation. Says the Gemara, that's not the way to argue. Dilma, maybe the Torah is not talking about Tzah Bal Chaim at all. What the Torah means is, B'shem Digit Tzar and Kis. The Torah is teaching us that if by Tiina, where there is no chasaron kis, the animal's not being damaged, I still have the obligation to help load the animal, Prika, where the animal has this load on it, Lekol Shkein. Certainly, we see, just because we have a Kavachomer doesn't teach us that there's a din of Tzah Bal Chaim. Because the Kavachomer could be working around the concept about Tashchis. If in a situation where the animal has nothing on its back, I still have the obligation to help load the animal. There's no issue about Tashchis there. Certainly where the animal has this load on its back and the animal is getting hurt, and about Tashchis, the animal is getting permanently damaged, I have the Chiv. But I don't have any raya to the din of Tzah Bal Chaim. Ask the Gemara, V'tina ein b'chasaron kis. We're assuming that as far as the mitzvah of Tina is concerned, there is no chasaron kis. Why not? Mila iskinen, isn't the pasuk also referring to a situation that ad hoch v'achi bat mashuke? I have my animal on the road, and I need help loading it. Till I get help loading it, I can't go to work. I can't bring the items that I want to carry to the market. So that's a chasaron kis that I'm not earning. Inami osigam v'shakli. If I'm just sitting on the road, I'm exposed to all sorts of ganavim. Inami osigam v'shakli. Kol ma'adi ikabadei. Ganavim could come and take everything I have. So that's why it can't be because of chasaron kis. Because chasaron kis does exist by Tina. What doesn't exist by Tina? Tzah Bal Chaim. So right now the Gemara is back to where it started. That chasaron kis can't be the factor. The factor must be Tzah Bal Chaim. Ask Tosfos, yes, there are situations of Tina that the Gemara just identified where there is chasaron kis. But there are many situations of Tina, the normal situation, where there is no chasaron kis. You have an animal on the road. I want to load it, but it's not something that I have to get to the market. It's not time sensitive. It's not a situation where I'm in a dangerous place. So we could still have the Kavachoyim of Chasaron Kis. Answers Tosfos. The Kavachoyim, says Tosfos, is based on the fact that you don't get paid for Tina, because we're going according to the opinion of Shimon. If you don't get paid for Tina, it must be a situation where it's Chasaron Kis. Otherwise, you would certainly be entitled to get paid. So that's why we see it. That's why the Gemara saying that it has something to do with Chasaron Kis. Ask the Gemara, Teda. So the Gemara says that there is Chasaron Kis there. Teda, the Tzah Bal Chaim Beraisa, I bring you a raya that Tzar Bar Chaim is the raisa. The Tani Sefer, we learned at the end of the Mishnah, Rav Yosef Glili Omer, Rav Yosef Glili said, Imo hayolav yasa masara, if the animal is overloaded, ein zakuklo. Then, if somebody put too much in the animal, now the animal collapsed, there's no din of as of tamad. Shenemar, the Pasuk tells us, tachas masui. Only when it was a masui, shiach halamed bai. That it was a normal size package. Lab mechlal, the Tanakama sover. Obviously the Tanakama, who disagrees with Rabbi Yosef Glili, holds zakuklo. That even if somebody deliberately overloaded his animal, I still have to help him. My tama must be la mishum the tzab al chayim the raisa. You did the wrong thing by overloading your animal, but I can't allow that animal to be left that way. Says the Gemara, Dilma betachas masav pligi. Who says that that's the machlokes? The machlokes is not about tzab al chayim. They're arguing how to understand the pasuk. The Yosi sover the shina tachas masui. We explain the words of the Torah tachas masui to mean only a masui shiach lamibay, only if the owner put on a normal load on it. Rabbanan savri loy da shina tachas masui. They don't agree to understand the pasuk that way. So if so, it has nothing to do with tzar bal chayim. So Gemara tries another raya. Teda. The Tzar Bal Chaim of the Raisa. It's not a Gemara tries to bring a proof that Tzar Bal Chaim is not the Raisa. The Tani Reisha, we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, Halach for Yashvaloi, if the owner went and sat on the side, Vamaloi, and he says to me, Hoyel Valecha Mitzel Lifreik, you have the obligation to help unload the animal? Do it, Preik. Then the Halach is Potter. I'm not obligated to do the Mitzel Prika. Shnemar, because the Torah says Imoi. Visalkadatach says the Gemara that Tzar Bal Chaim is the Raisa. So Mali Islam Marbadei, or Mali Kolosim Marbadei. What's the difference if the owner is or isn't participating? Isn't there a concern? Loilam Tzar Bal Chaim the Raisa. Here we have Nebuch this animal collapsing. The fact that the Torah says that if the owner doesn't participate, then I'm exempt is a Raisa. Tzar Bal Chaim is not the Raisa. Because if Tzar Bal Chaim was the Raisa, what's the difference if he's helping? Answers the Gemara, Mi Savris, don't explain the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Potel Gamri, that if the owner isn't participating, I don't have to do anything. What it means is, Pot Bechinam V'chai B'schar. That I don't have to do it for free, I'm tired to get paid. V'chai Kam Rechmona. And the way to understand the Mishnah is as follows. Ki Islam Marbadei, if the owner is participating, Ovid Gabe Bechinam. So I have to help unload the animal, and I have no right to ask for compensation. The key lesser marbadei. On the other hand, if the owner takes an attitude that he won't participate, ovid gabei b'schar, then I still have an obligation to unload the animal, because lo'olam tzar bal chaim deraisa, because there's a problem with tzar bal chaim. But here, since the owner didn't participate, I have a right to get paid. But I always have to unload the animal, because tzar bal chaim. So it's not a raya one way or the other. It says the Gemara, Simen behemis behemis oyev soinu raftsin. These are different brises that the Gemara is going to quote to try to prove this question, to try to answer this question, is Tzar Bal Chaim the rice or not? Leim mesayle. Behemis oyev kechavim, by behem of a goy, betapu bar kehemis Yisrael. I have an obligation to take care, help as much as there is by a behem of Yisrael. Says the Gemara. If we're going to say that Tzar Bal Chaim is Daraisa, animal is not a Jewish animal, a non-Jewish animal. So if I have a chiv at Tzar Bal Chaim, any animal, I have to help. Eli Amr Tzar Bal Chaim, Lav Daraisa, if we're going to say that Tzar Bal Chaim is not Daraisa, am I Metapabok Behemis Yisrael, why do I have to take care of it? Why do I have to take care of it? There's no Tzar Bal Chaim. Answer the Gemara, the reason why we have, that's not a proof. It could well be that Tzar Bal Chaim is not the Raisa. So why do I have to help take, unload the Goy's Behema? Mishum Ha'eva. There's a concern of Eva. Says the Gemara, Hochanam Mistabra. That makes sense to say that the concern is Eva. Tektoni, Imhosetone Yain Osir. If it's carrying wine, Ein Zokaklo. If it's carrying yain nesach, you don't have to take care of it. If we're going to say that there's no issue of Tzar Bal Chaim in the Raisa, Mishum Hachi Ein Zakaklo. So we can understand very well, under normal circumstances, Eva teaches us, this is what Rosh Hashanah explained to Gemara. Under normal circumstances, Eva teaches us that even though there's no din of Tzar Bal Chaim, I don't want the guy to be angry at me, that but a Jew I help, and the non-Jew I don't help, so I have to help. But if he's carrying Yayin Nesach, so there I could tell the Jew, non-Jew, I would love to help you, but the Torah prohibits it because of Yayin Nesach. Eli Amrit Araisa, but if there's a, if Tzar Bal Chaim is the Raisa, Amai Ein Zakaklo, why don't I have an obligation? So ask the Mefarshim, you know why you don't have an obligation? Because the Isra of Yayin Nesach and the Isra of profiting from Yayin Nesach doesn't supersede the Isra of helping. And therefore, I'm not allowed to profit from Yayin Nesach. So Mefarshim gives two answers to that question. The Isra to profit from Yayin Nesach is only Isra Drabonim. If Tzar Bal Chaim were the Raisa, so Tzar Bal Chaim is greater than the Isser, is a bigger inyan than not profiting from Yayin Nesach. So then I couldn't say that's Yayin Nesach and I don't have to help. Another pshat is, I don't necessarily have to profit from Yayin Nesach. I unload the animal, because the din is, even if the owner is not there. If the owner is not there and I unload the animal, I'm not going to profit from the Yayin Nesach. And still the din is that I'm never allowed to take it off. It must be that Tzar Bal Chaim is Lata Raisa. It's not pshat. Latino yayin nesa yayin also. To put on, taking off, I have to take off anything. Why? Tzar Bal Chaim. Here we're talking about loading the animal. Latino yayin, if it comes to load the wine, ain't zakaklo. That I don't have to do. Why don't we worry about Eva? If we're talking about a guy's wine. So again, the explanation is because the guy can understand that I would love to help you. This I'm not allowed to do. Toshma, behemoth of Kechavim, or Masa Yisrael, if the behemoth belongs to a guy, and the package belongs to Jew, the Chadalta. You don't have to help. The Amritzar Balchaim Daraisa, that's what the Torah says, the Chadalta. You don't have to participate. Ask the Gemara, the Amritzar Balchaim Daraisa, if we're going to say the Tzar Balchaim Daraisa, Amai v'chadalta, why do we apply here to din? That you could abstain from helping, as of tazim b'olei, we should have to participate, at Tzar Bal Chaim. Answers the Gemara, lo'olim Tzar Bal Chaim d'raisa. Hasbatina. They were not talking about unloading the animal, they were talking about loading the animal. Ask the Gemara, yehecha em seifa, let's continue learning that braisa. The braisa says, behemis Yisrael, that the behemis belongs to a guy. However, the masi belongs to av chavim, as of tazim. There we say you have to help. Ask the Gemara, Eva Tina, if we're referring to Tina, Amai Azov Tazov. Why do we have to help? Why are we not saying it's a Masa Av Kachovim? Answers the Gemara, Mishum Tzar Yisrael. Because we're worried about the Jew. Who's the rider, we want to help him. I asked the Rishonim, if we're worried about that, so why are we not worried about Eva? So answer the Rishonim, a beautiful teretz. You know why we're not worried about Eva here? Because if the guy sees that I'm not helping him, even though the package belongs to a Jew, he'll say, this guy's tam, a guy that doesn't help. Because it's not because of me, the guy. The package belongs to a Jew. And therefore there's no concern of Eva. Ask the Gemara, Yochefil Reisha Nami, so he should have to help in the Reisha. Answer the Gemara, Reisha Bechama of Kechavim, so I don't have to help. Sefer Bechama Yisrael, I have the obligation to help. Ask the Gemara, my Pesachta, what makes you say that here the driver is a Jew and here the driver is a guy? Answer the Gemara, Stam the Milsa, Inish Basa Chamri Ozel. If the animals not belongs to non-Jew, the Chamri is probably a non-Jew and vice versa. V'hova Chadalt, ask the Gemara, how can we say that we're speaking about Tina, V'chadalt V'azov Tazov are by Prika? So how can we say that this price is talking about Tina when these are Pesukim that are by Prika? The Prika would exceive Amalei the Gemara Ella. That's the Gersa. Hamani, we have to retract and say Rabbi Yosei Glili. From Yosei Glili in our Mishnah, who are Mitzah Bal Chaim Lav Deraisa. As I said earlier, Rabbi Yosei Glili certainly holds that Tzar Bal Chaim is not Deraisa. Because Rabbi Yosei Glili says that if you put on a package that's too heavy for the animal, you don't have to do Azav Tazav. But if Tzar Bal Chaim is Deraisa, why are you exempt? So we find the Braisa that clearly holds Sar Bal Chaim Lav Deraisa. Rabbi Yosef Glili's opinion, but it doesn't tell us what the Rabbanan hold. Toshma, another Braisa. Olav Lifrit B'Sani Latoin. You have a friend of yours animal is overloaded, and an enemy's animal is you need to load. Mitzvah B'Sani. You should rather help load the enemy's animal. K'dayloch of Siyotzran. Because here you're showing I'm doing more than the Torah requires. Visakadat, more than what I would like to do. Visakadat tzah bal chaim deraisa hard flay. Says the Gemara, I feel hachi k'day lokif es yitzroi odif. Overcoming yitzhar is more important, and therefore, even though prika involves tzah bal chaim, this doesn't involve tzah bal chaim. Taking care, overcoming yitzhar is most important. And I saw two beautiful pshatim. One is the Miches Chinuch, a halacha de gipshat. He says like this. Animals are here to serve us. That's why you're allowed to eat animal. You're allowed to kill an animal to eat it. Because that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created animals. Here, the animal is here for me to do what? To overcome my Yetzer. My Yetzer says I should help my friend, not my enemy. I'm going to overcome that and help my friend, help my enemy. And the whole purpose of the Torah is to make us better. And therefore, it's just like eating an animal, because that's what's good for me. Overcoming my Yetzirah is what I'm supposed to accomplish. Tashma. Sonish Amrit Sonny Yisrael, V'loi Son Evke Chavim. I Amrit Tzal Bal Chaim Deraisa, Mali Sonny Yisrael, Mali Son Evke Chavim. It has nothing to do with the owner, it has to do with the animal. Misavit Asoina the Krokai, Asinim Snisikai. It's going on this Mishnah that we have a Soina that you have to load, and the other person that you have to unload, take care of the Soina. That's only when they're both Jews. But if one's a guy, then you should take care of the Jew first.